It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane, news and politics. And there we are. And of course, what we want to talk about today is what do all these stupid congressional committees do? And we don't even have a House Speaker yet, Shane. Maybe these guys should consider mail-in ballots. I don't know.
Remarkable reality. Yeah, it's a remarkable reality because, you know, this is the second time now the United States people of America have seen how the republic works. Since 2020, we spent months explaining to everyone what Trump could do until January 6th. So here we are, and here's the bottom line. Everyone in that house that you're seeing on TV every day is seated. What does that mean? Well, the brilliance of your founding fathers comes to life to you right now. This is incredible. When you go back 250 years, the only government your founding fathers knew was British government and common law and the House of Commons. And so when they were putting this together, the Declaration of Independence and your Constitution and your whole government, they wanted to pick the best parts of what worked that they saw growing up in the 1770s or 50s or 20s, depending on their age, and apply it to today. Now, of course, they couldn't go with the House of Lords because it represented the hierarchy and the royalty in England for the king. So they came up with the Senate to create a compromise. But the great thing you're watching right now is everyone in that House has been seated. What does that mean? Well, the Democrats ran your government until the 3rd of January. So all these people in that House that have been seated have been confirmed by the previous House leader, Nancy Pelosi, and her House. They've provided all their papers from all their states. There's no contested seats. So it is what it is. Right now, it's 222 seats for the Republicans and 213 for the Democrats. So they're all seated. Well, what does seated mean? Well, there's some specific rules to being a seated congressman because there's only one thing they can do right now. One thing. And that's pick a new Speaker of the House. Why? Because that Speaker of the House has to then, you know, swear them all in so they can start performing their, their acts of government. So they can't do that until they do their one required thing, pick a Speaker of the House, like a Prime Minister or the head of the Commons in Britain. So the great thing that's going on and what you're watching right now isn't just the back and forth and who are they going to pick and what are these choices, but you're sort of being misled by the press because they're not explaining to you how wonderful this is. So once they pick a Speaker, whoever that may be, because it can be anybody, it doesn't have to be an elected official, doesn't have to be a member of the House or the Senate, it can be anybody, then that person swears them all in and boom, we get to work. So this is a fascinating reality for the American people to watch how government basically works in your country and how decisions are made in the House. I mean, during the course of sitting, once they're sworn in, they'll take a whole day to rename a library or a high school. So this is pretty much baked into the whole concept of what your founding fathers wanted was to make sure there wasn't any executive interference. So your president, he said yesterday, well, this has nothing to do with me. It just shows you how confused the Republicans are. No, he's a lame duck, and it does have everything to do with him because he can't do anything until they're all sworn in. So that was my brief rant that I wanted to get out because it's just terrific to watch. And oh, by the way, 1922 was the last time, and they had 90 votes or something. Excuse me, I'm terribly sorry. And then 100 years ago in 1865, where it lasted even longer. So this is a very common thing, and this throw out dump about, oh, McCarthy's willing to say that, you know, if any five people want to have him removed, or that's just not true. Since for 250 years, any member of the House can stand up at any time and want to confirm or deny the speakership. It's like, you know, in the Commons in Britain, you know, a leader of the opposition will get up all the time and say, we want to have a vote, you know, whether the House supports the Prime Minister, because if they don't, then he has to retire or, vacate the seat to somebody else. And we've saw in the last 9 months in Britain what a mess it is. So you can appreciate your founding father.
You're going to live? Yeah, take a drink while I talk about
I'm
John.
Sorry. I've been
John,
really sick, Tom.
Where John is.
I've been really sick, Tom. I'm sorry.
Hang on. Donald Trump Jr. for Speaker would get them all fired up. And as you mentioned earlier, Shane,
that's
anyone
right.
can be the Speaker. Anybody can be pulled up for that. So sounds good.
Yeah, on Wednesday, on the 4th, someone came up with, you know, Vice President Pence. And, you know, we said a month ago on our shows that, you know, Trump, they could make Trump, because the Speaker of the House is second in line to the presidency. And then the Secretary of Defense is. Yeah. And, you know, it's a fascinating reality that this is a simple example of what I'm talking about, is that, Prime Minister Pitt took office on the 30th of July till the 4th of August, 1766. Recognize that year? This is 10 years before your independence, right? Yeah. And he was a member. He was the prime minister for 5 days. And the king at the time didn't want him to be prime minister. Yeah. So he offered him the Lord Privy Seal office, which means he had to be elevated to the House of Lords. And, of course, you get property and wealth. And so, you know, he quit, you know. He gave up being prime minister after 5 days. And this went on. You know, Disraeli in the 1800s did the same thing. So your founding fathers figured all this out by just the brilliance of where they were at. And remember, these were all deeply religious men. Yeah. Deeply. So they, it's not that they believed it was divine right, but they really believed their God, whichever one it was, because remember, they were all WASPs, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants from the Northeast, and they all deeply believed that this was an intervention by God, that they should be there at that moment in that time to get this done. So thank goodness, for whatever reason they believed it, they did it.
Yeah, that's so true. So, well, what we're going to talk about today, due to the complexity of its work, 250 committees and subcommittees, Shane, I don't know. This is such a mess. These guys only work 109 days a year. I mean, that's like 3 months. In Montana, we have a 90-day Congress, and so do they. 17 Senate committees, 70 subcommittees, 23 House committees, and 104 subcommittees with all of those. So it's a miracle to me anything gets done in Congress at all.
That's right. I mean, when you, like you say, there's over 250 committees. I mean, you go through it, and it, like, just for agriculture, you know, there's like six committees and six subcommittees, and it just goes on forever because of the budgeting that they're provided. You know, the members of the Senate get about $1.5 million, a little under that, for their budget for their office. So a member of Congress gets about just under $1 million, but they've been in Washington, as I said, you know, to prove that they are entitled to be seated, and they, whatever people they have, they brought with them, but they're not being paid yet, and they've been given or assigned their office already. So that could change, because when the new speaker comes in, he can change the offices, which he will. You know, he'll dump all the Democrats into the bowels of, you know, the outer buildings, and, you know, the Capitol offices will all go to Republicans. But it's such a fan show to appreciate how it works, because they've had 30 days to follow this process. And it's quite, I mean, one of the great aspects of this is Pelosi gave up her gavel last month. We know that. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the first thing, once they pick a Speaker of the House, then the previous Speaker, which would have been Pelosi, would have turned over the gavel, you know, of transition of power to the new Speaker of the House. She doesn't want that on video. So yeah, she picks some other Nimrod from the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, an African-American Nimrod.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's going to be great. You know, the picture in history will be an African-American, no-name congressman handing the gavel over to whoever the new Speaker of the House is.
Yeah.
So these kinds of things are a dance of the pleasure of your republic. And being on these committees is a big deal. I mean, the power is beyond. And that's where they spend all their time. They don't spend their time in Congress, because of it. But the great thing is right now, while they're seated, they cannot adjourn without consent of a majority of the House members. So,
they have to have a vote to adjourn.
And they tried that yesterday. That's right. And so they can't, if they don't have a majority, or, you know, mostly it's by voice acclamation, you know, so people can go to bed, or they can, but, you know, under the rules, they got to sit there until they get this done.
Yeah,
so, it's quite funny because they're, you know, forced to do something they don't want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Well, the other thing, Shane, we've got to talk about here is aside from these committees, obviously the Speaker's going to appoint whoever is going to run these committees. And since the Republicans are in charge, they're going to have more members on each committee than Democrats. So they have the power to pass things and get them to the floor. But the problem I'm seeing with this speakership, Shane, is that the House of Representatives is the voice of the people. It's the representation of the people. There shouldn't be any concessions. There shouldn't be any agreements. We're not going to touch this topic, and we're not going to touch that topic. I don't understand why. You know, I understand the politics of Washington. You know, they got their rules and all that crap, you know, how they vote and all the other stuff. But we're supposed to be doing the will of the people, the will of the people. And it seems to me like that's a no-brainer. So the speaker should only be in charge of what goes to the floor. Period.
100 and setting up, you know,
the committee.
Like you said, the committees. Yeah. So this is what's so fabulous. In the election last year, 220 seats went to the Republicans, 50.8% of the House, and 213 seats to the Democrats, which is sort of strange because before it was 212 Republican to 220.
Yeah, I know. It's backwards.
I can't laugh. If I start laughing, I'm going to cough with this.
Well, don't laugh. hold your laugh.
No, but think about it. Think about this for a second. Nancy Pelosi at 220 seats,
Put yourself in the middle of the picture.
Sorry. There Nancy Pelosi had 220 members, two seats less, and she didn't have any of these problems. Mm-hmm. Of course not. Because McCarthy's old swamp Gatorade, and the new Republicans, call them whatever you want, they don't want them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they don't. And that's what we're looking at. Yeah, I got a little fog in my throat, too. So the other problem is that as I mentioned before, Congress has taken, 3 days so far from when everybody was seated. I don't even know if they've been all sworn in or not. I mean,
Speaker of the House.
Yeah, there's no speaker yet. So they're all sitting there. They've all been seated legally, as you pointed out, by their states. And, you know, there's no concession.
Damn the rules.
Damn the rules, full speed ahead. So maybe we need a... the Democrats are united behind Jeffries. He's getting 212 every vote. I mean, nobody's deviating from him.
Well, the spectacular thing about this, and you brought it up, so we got to mention it, because this is another giggle. One of the rules of the House is that by acclamation or a majority, because right now the Democrats are showing a majority in voting, but not enough to pick a speaker. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can propose this rule and vote on it, and then if they get enough to vote on it, then vote on it again to vote in a speaker of the House by a simple majority, not 218.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that would mean a Democrat would end up being the speaker. I mean, this is so laughable. It's great.
It could very well work out that way. That would really be a mess, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, or maybe they need to consider mail-in ballots for this thing. That way they can fix it at least. So, I don't know. It's like most things in Washington, when you think something is so simple, you know, like building a wall or cutting taxes or, you know, whatever, they turn it into a, some kind of a fruit salad.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, you're so right. And the sad thing is there's huge cost to all this, but they can't legislate anything as seated members of the House. Mm-hmm. They have to be members of the House and sworn in to start legislating.
Yeah.
So it's one of these things. Because remember, the Democrats who ran your government until January 3rd just left 2 weeks ago with mm-hmm. $1.2 omnibus budget, $1.2 trillion, you mm-hmm. know, tally-ho, out the door, here we go, you know.
And that's going to last till September, because that's in place.
That's why 18 Republican senators voted for it, because they didn't want that to be a knife in their back for the next 30 days of having to fund the government without shutting it down.
Well, I don't know if we've solved anything today, Shane.
No, but we've sure taught. It's been a teaching moment. This is great.
That's true. Yeah. Which what we try to do here.
Yeah, and it's just teach. It's quite funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but anyway, I guess I need to remind everybody that we're on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and you can listen to us live anywhere in the world, KMMSAM.com. All you have to do is click listen now. There's nothing to join, no sign up, no email, no nothing. You can call us, you can text us from anywhere in the world, and we're happy to take your calls and all of that. And our past shows, if you missed any of them, including this one, they'll be up on KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken to a link to our past shows. So we're happy to provide that service for you. And obviously, we'd love for you to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, regardless of your time zone. So you don't have to remember 10 o'clock Mountain Time in America. I'm in Bozeman, Montana. Shane's in Kamloops, Canada.
Yes,
and,
sir.
So we're an international show, and we hope you'll subscribe. Leave a comment. Let us know what you'd like for us to talk about, because we're always searching for what you want to hear. So let us know what is on your mind, because we would love to provide that for you. So,
and as a parting thought, mm-hmm. keep this in mind: your founding fathers wanted it to be a citizen government, because mm-hmm. 250 years ago you had to travel by horse or buggy, and no one wanted to stay in a swamp called Washington D.C. because there was nothing there, first of all, and of course it was New York where they originally started until they moved mm-hmm. to D.C. But the citizen government is what Montana has. Two-year, mm-hmm. Your state and Senate and House only meet every 2 years to do the budget and pass mm-hmm. all the laws. Same as Texas, one of the biggest states in the country. But the majority of the other states, like almost 45 of them, I think there's a couple other mm-hmm. citizen governments, Commonwealth members like Virginia and so forth. But all the other states, they sit year round, mm-hmm. which costs a huge amount of money, and so that's why my parting shot is let if the Republicans want to take something up, let's take up citizen government. Where, you know, they're only in Washington for 2 months to get stuff, a year, right?
Yeah.
Or 90 days like Montana.
Roughly 90 days, yeah.
Yeah, 3 months. You know, they only, and then go home. Yeah. We don't need you here. All you people leave.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many recesses they take. I think they take an Arbor Day recess.
Oh, my God.
They're always off. You know, it seems like, I got Easter. I got 4th of July. I've got spring break. I've got fall break. I've got Christmas. Got Thanksgiving. No wonder they.
Well, the funny thing is all the bobbleheads on TV are saying, well, no one wants the speakership because you got to spend most of your time on the road traveling to raise money for the next election in 2 years. And that's what's really important about the speaker is supporting members and getting them funded for the next election. No, that's not what the Speaker of the House is supposed to do. This is great. I love it. Live television.
Yeah. Well, when they're talking about that, they're talking about Nancy, who was a big fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But she's in California. How hard is it to raise money for the
McCarthy
Democrat
was
Party?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he says he's earned it because, you know, but he only got, what, two more seats than them? It's like craziness. Yeah.
I don't know. It's an end result there. So, all right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks, everybody, for watching. As always, we really appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, tell your friends we're on, and let them know. And we'll see everybody in our next podcast next Tuesday. And we'll talk to you on the radio this Saturday, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com. Listen live anywhere in the world. No sign up, no email, no nothing needed. We'll talk to you then. Bye for now.